When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
VoiceOver Coffee Shop, episode number 40.
Welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we share our morning with some of the finest names in voiceover. And now, here's your host, voice actor Andrew Morrison.
Hi there, my name is Andrew Morrison, and welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we start our day with some of the finest names in voiceover. If you'd like to know more about me, feel free to check out my website at andrewdmorrison.com. In this episode, we have brought back the amazing Dan Leonard as he has taken on the role as president of the World Voice Organization. WOVO is a member-driven industry association that communicates the importance of voice acting to the public and business leaders, affirms the power of professional quality voicing and recordings, and is built to inspire through articles and recognition of achievement and excellence. So I wanted to get an idea of what the future of this organization looks like straight from the horse's mouth. What is the World Voice Organization? What are the goals and action plans of how to continue building this amazing resource? And how do we show the world how valuable we voice actors are? Let's find out. How are you?
Thank you, Andrew. It's great to be back. And it's world-voices.org, just to make sure that people find the right site.
Absolutely. I will have it in the show link so that way everybody can have access to it.
Good.
And I'm drinking a double-dubbo with vanilla-flavored almond milk, because I remember that was your favorite last time.
Hey, I guess. I've sort of gone for the matcha frappuccino these days. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love matcha. So congratulations on becoming president of the World Voice Organizations. I know you were one of the co-founders of it, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. No, we started this 10 years ago, in a car at a FAFCON in Ventura, California, which is just up the road here, about 70, 80 miles. And, our idea was always to start an industry association that would represent the interests, I guess, of freelance voice actors, which of course the union hasn't really done. I mean, we have many union members, and there are things that the union does that are very important about, the pay contracts, working conditions, things like that. But they didn't concern themselves with really promoting voiceover work as professional work. So our mission as an industry association is to promote the professional nature of voiceover. And to me, primarily to the people that hire us, how many times have we been told, I can find any voice actor, you're a dime a dozen or something like that. Well, right. I hear that now, I immediately go, well, I don't want to work with you, we want to raise the idea to the public that voiceover is a profession. We've invested in our equipment. We've invested in training. We've invested in marketing. We've learned marketing. We know bookkeeping. We're professional business people. This is an entrepreneurial business. And we want to promote that to the people who hire us. And we want people who are trying to get into voiceover to understand that that's really what it's about. And because of that, we have resources to help them do that.
So overall, what is, from someone who doesn't know, in your words, what is the World Voice Organization?
Well, as I just said, we are an industry association. And an industry association, by definition, is an organization of people from the same industry who bind together for common interest. And then some industry associations are very well endowed and they have a lot of money and they lobby Congress and they can lobby state governments and stuff like that. That's not really what we're trying to do. We're trying to lobby people who hire voice talent. to hire, you know, our vetted members. And that's what our job is as an industry association, along with looking at a lot of the issues that, you know, we have to deal with as freelance voice actors, looking at pay rates, making sure that people are being paid enough, not telling them how much they should charge, but, you know, what are standard rates for certain things, how to run their businesses, how to run their businesses ethically, how the people who service the voiceover industry, demo producers, coaches, that sort of thing, academies, that they're on the up and up, that they're adhering to certain standards of conduct and best practices that we've set forth. And we've also have technical audio standards. The old audio standards were based on analog standards. And so my committee and I was the, you know, for the last 10 years, I've been vice president and chairman of the standard, the audio standards committee. Mm-hmm. We decided, since nobody had really created certain standards for voiceover audio from a home studio, I got together a committee of people who really know this stuff. My buddy George Whittem, who I co-host Voiceover Body Shop with, mm-hmm. Cliff Zellman, who is a nationally recognized auto dealer commercial producer. Mm-hmm. So he works with all the top voices and, you know, isn't a brilliant recording engineer and musician himself. Uncle Roy Yokelson, who, you know, is an Emmy award winning, sound designer. Joe Van Riper, who is a home studio talent for many, many years, still is. And a few others who have joined along the way. But within a very short period of time, we were able to decide what the standard should be. And, that's what we try to teach people when they come in and like, I don't understand anything about audio. And, you know, my immediate reaction would be, then why are you doing this? You know, people who've been doing it a long time understand that it's not really sophisticated and that we need to let the people know on the outside that if they are a professional member of WOVO, they probably have a very good home studio because they've been hired before and they're adhering to the standards that we set. So not only are they talented, but they're also, you know, very good at engineering and giving them the things that they need when they hire them for a voice gig.
So you said you've been doing this for 10 years. How has WOVO evolved over those 10 years? And what are some of the kind of key accomplishments you guys have made during that duration of time?
Well, we had a lot of members for a while. We were approaching 1,000 members about 5-6 years ago. And then we, I guess we sort of lost our way with what we were trying to do. Mm-hmm. I would get up at board meetings and say, look, we have to stick to our mission. This is what we're about. If we start going off in different directions, it's, you know, people aren't going to understand what we're about. So we have about 500 members, active members right now, which is pretty good, considering we're an international professional organization. It's $99 a year, which by other professional associations is dirt cheap. So the things we've accomplished, one, when certain issues have come up in the voiceover industry, we have addressed them. We have made public statements on them. When ISDN suddenly was becoming much more expensive in some markets as opposed to others, we issued a statement saying that, look, all the studios should be going to IP-based studio-to-studio connections instead of ISDN. One, because the FCC is going to get rid of it soon. They want to get rid of all the copper lines and they want everything to be digital. It was becoming an economic disparity to some talents, say talents who were in Washington, but were recording stuff in Los Angeles. It was very, very expensive for them to get ISDN where they were located or in some more rural areas. And that the telcos, the phone companies weren't supporting the technology anymore. So it was expensive. It was unreliable. And it was more expensive in some places than others. And we said, if all the studios would go to IP-based connections like, you know, Source Connect, IPDTL, Connection Now, some of these other ones that have come along since then, that they would expose themselves to much more really good talent all over the country that perhaps they didn't have access to before. And it would give access to lots of very good talent around the country access to the studios. So that was something that we thought was very important. Another issue that came up was when a certain pay-to-play site decided to change their business model from servicing their customers, voice actors who were paying an annual subscription fee, to turning their customers into a commodity that they were able to sell to a third party. And, you know, it's a complicated story of how their managed services work.
Right.
But they were essentially, you know, skimming, you know, 80% off the top of talent fees and charging certain people a tremendous amount of money to have a better priority or to have, you know, a higher chance of being selected in a job. But what we since discovered is they were simply people who were paying more were being cherry picked for all the good jobs, and everybody else who was paying a regular rate, they were just like tossed to the, you know, to the wayside. So we were being treated as a commodity. I left that site many years ago when I realized that they were doing this. And we issued, you know, statements saying this is not the way you should be doing business. And weren't telling people that they shouldn't be there, but at least addressing the fact that this is what this company was doing. You know, we put out a monthly newsletter. At least we've been trying to. Now, I, you know, as president, it's a responsibility I have to make sure that gets done. I think that we're a volunteer organization, and trying to get people to do things, you know, just for the passion of doing it, when they have other priorities like being voice actors and having families and all those other things, it's very difficult to do. So sometimes people just need someone looking over their shoulder and saying, you know, this needs to get done. You know, can we get this done? You know, and here's a deadline you need to do it by. And that wasn't being done, I guess, by, you know, some of the middle management or the people that were supposed to be doing these things, or there just wasn't any direction. You know, because the people who are on our board and people who are active in the organization, you know, they're always looking for direction. They're looking for, you know, leadership and someone to step in and say, hey, this needs to get done. Can you do this right now? Mm-hmm. You know, we have a mentoring program, which we're going to be expanding. You know, there are so many, you know, voice acting academies out there, mm-hmm, that, you know, they, you know, you pay them a fair amount of money and they say, well, you'll be ready for a demo in 6 weeks, or if you work with us for a year, for so much for a year, or they have a video system that they sell people videos to be a voice actor. And, you know, the way you learn to be a voice actor is, you know, there's lots of different ways, but, you know, learning it from one person and the way they do it, as opposed to really finding your own style, I find a little bit weird. So we have a mentoring program where, you know, when you sign up to be a professional member of World Voices, you might have expertise in bookkeeping. You might have expertise in marketing yourself. You might have expertise in technical things like I do. And we, you know, we can guarantee somebody who joins as an associate member, someone who doesn't join as a professional member, somebody who hasn't really booked any work of any substance, they can learn from those mentors, you know, a half hour a month where they have a specific question, they can ask that and be tutored in how to do certain things, or at least mentored on how to do certain things. And that's a program that we're expanding. George Washington III, who's on our board, is heading up that program, and we're going to make something really big out of that. One of the other things we did that really generated a lot of membership was the advent of voiceover.biz, which is our searchable directory of our professional membership. When someone becomes a professional member, and the qualifications are you have to have at least 5 paid jobs in the last 13 months from people who aren't your relatives, just showing that you're a professional voice actor, that you've been paid at a fair rate for what you do, and that you have a home studio, and that you have a web footprint, you know, that you've got a website, you've got your demos up there, there's evidence that you're out there. You're not, you know, you don't have a voiceover page on Facebook, you know, that sort of thing. And So when they join as a professional member, they get an invitation code to get on voiceover.biz, which, as I said, is a searchable directory of our professional membership. It, you know, it has their profile, it has all their demos. If someone is looking for a talent, they can type in what type of voice they're looking for: male, female, Irish accent, Italian accent, Southern accent, you know, technical, audiobook, commercial, whatever. And the people whose demos fit that categories will come up as in the search, and they can pick from those people and get auditions from them, or just hire somebody based on their demos. I've always been a firm believer that, you know, you can have, you know, you can have all the demos in the world. If you fit a certain type of project, you know, off your demo, you should be able to show people what it is you do and how you do it and what the style of your voice is. And then, you know, and then actually doing it and then showing them that you are indeed the right voice for it. But we don't act as a middleman. We are simply a directory that people can use, and it's free, which, by the way, scared the crap out of the paid play sites, because we built a site when they spent millions of dollars developing it and doing all this research and stuff, and we just went ahead and did it. And so people don't have to pay to be looking for talent. They know they're going to get good vetted talent, and it's good exposure for our professional membership to be on there. So that's a benefit. We've got some other new stuff that's coming up that's going to be really cool. We're going to have a demo player that Wovo will be putting out that professional members will get, but other people can subscribe to it as well. And it's, you know, it's not real geeky. It's, you know, your demos, your name, you attach it to your website, and it will play things. And they can, you know, break the auditions or the demos down into individual parts. So if they're looking for a specific type of read within a demo, they can hear that. So we have the resources to do these types of things, and we're starting to really work on them. And we're starting a public relations campaign with voiceover.biz to head out to production companies and say, look, use this as your roster, because you know you're going to get professional people and it's not going to be hard for you to access. And you find whoever you want. One of the other things we've done, which we've not been able to do for a couple of years, is conventions and conferences. We used to have an annual convention in Las Vegas, but because of COVID, we haven't been able to do it for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Some people said they didn't really like going to Vegas. Sometimes it's hard to get to, although I find that hard to believe that if you want to get to Vegas, you can generally get there from just about anywhere. But we want to move it to Orlando for our next national conference, probably sometime in early 2023. And we're in the early planning stages of that. One of the other things we do is mini conferences at smaller hotels in regional areas. You know, we've done them in the Bay Area. We've done them in Nashville. We had one in Toronto. I believe we had one in New Hampshire. So people from local regions don't have to get on a plane to go to a conference for a night. They can just drive there and meet up with the local, you know, the local people or people from that particular region. And, you know, it's the same as a Wovo conference. And our conferences are different in another way. I mean, we might have a speaker or two, but we don't use the speakers to really attract people to come. What attracts people to come is the idea that anybody can speak, and that the sessions that we do generally are open discussions about issues and how different people deal with them. And that's, you know, it you learn a lot more that way. You actually learn more in the lobbies of a hotel than you do in the actual sessions themselves.
Oh, because yeah.
You get to work with, you know, the people who are the experts in certain areas. And you make great friends. Networking is a really, really important part of what we do. We've created community. So if people are wondering what we are, I've just described a pile of different things that we do. And perhaps people aren't really aware of it, but that's why I'm talking to you, and I've been on other podcasts and talking about World Voices and why they should join.
Yeah, man. So you were talking about how you're having trouble with member participation. As the new president, do you have any specific goals set in mind and any plans of actions to kind of boost that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. One, we put out announcements on Facebook and in our newsletter, we need volunteers.
Yeah.
you know, And we're also talking about perhaps, paying a stipend to people who really step up and do real important jobs that we need done. You know, a lot of it is kind of mundane work, but a lot of it might be phone calls. It might be sending out emails or helping design the newsletter, or, you know, work with it. You know, if you've got some expertise in marketing, being on one of our marketing committee, there's a lot of different areas that I'm trying to set up. And one of the things we need to do is really create a more varied committee structure and make sure that, you know, we got a lot of people who are not necessarily on the board working on these committees. We're always looking for leadership. You know, who's the one that's going to say, I got an idea, who's with me, and then runs and see who goes with them. And, you know, that's how we did a lot of things early on with the organization. It's like, hey, I got an idea. Let's create a searchable website with people's demos on it that we can give to our members. Who's with me? You know, and we did it. And, let's start a mentoring program. We did it. Let's have our monthly newsletter. Let's do it. Those sorts of things. Who's going to work in outreach? Who's going to help talk to other industry associations, like advertising industry associations and production company industry associations? Let them know we're here and create a collaborative effort with them to hire the best and, you know, well-vetted voice talent, people who are actually professionals. So that requires a little bit of volunteer help. But we are talking about paying a stipend to people who really step up and take on some really critical jobs for doing these things.
Gotcha. So what are your future plans for WOVO? Like what else do you guys have planned for the foreseeable future? I know conferences and these mentorship programs, but as far as overall mission, because I'm getting a sense here, you're wanting to change how the voiceover industry is approached as a whole. So what does that bigger picture look like to you?
Well, it's certainly a matter of we want to have influence over the people that hire us, influence them to hire us and to not go to cheap sites and not pay too much at the pay to plays and just generally understand the professional nature of what we do. You know, there are a lot of voice actors out there. If you've gone on Facebook at all, and it seems that every other person's, I'm a voice actor. Well, okay, let me hear your demo. All right, you say you're a voice actor. Yeah, sort of like podcasting. You know, just because everybody can do a podcast doesn't mean everybody should do a podcast. You know, you've got to have something to say, or at least have a format where people are going to listen to the content that you're going to present. And some people, you know, because the technology is there, anybody can do it. It's great democratization of, you know, people having a voice. But if you're going to have a voice, again, you should have something to say. And you need to attract an audience to make your podcast work. And you need to have an audience to listen to, you know, your voice as a voice actor and get get your name out there. But also by being a member of WOVO, it gives you a little bit more credibility. But it also gives you all these resources that we have to help you make the most out of your particular voiceover business. Because we recognize everybody is an individual. Voice actors are snowflakes. There's not one that's like the other. There may be a lot of people out there who audition like everybody else, but what's different about you, and what's going to help you, find work as opposed to somebody else? You know, what are you doing differently? What's unique about your voice? That sort of thing. And we can help people, you know, with that type of stuff. And that's one of the reasons we exist.
Well, I really appreciate you taking on such a grand role and continuing to advocate for all of your members and for all of us in the industry on such a powerful level. I do have a Dan question, though.
Okay, go for it.
With you taking on this big role, how is that affecting your day-to-day life as a voiceover talent, voiceover body shop, the home studio master? You've got a lot on your plate for one guy.
Yeah, you know, I guess the one person that affects is my wife. Where are you? What are you doing out in the studio? You know, it's time right. for dinner, that sort of thing. Right. It involves, aside from, you know, I've been in the business a long time. I don't do a lot of forward marketing with my voice. The people know who I am. I have my clients, they send me work. If an agent sends me an audition that I feel is, you know, within my wheelhouse, I'm going to do it. If it's something I have to really stretch and take the time to really do, it's not worth my time because chances are I'm not going to get hired for that either. My voice is in a very, you know, specific genre of, you know, I just went on Medicare. So my voice is perhaps not quite as millennial as what they're looking for, despite the fact that the people with the most money are people from my generation. And why aren't the advertising agencies making us the prime demographic, which would be great for, you know, for those of us whose voices are in that demographic. Anyway, but it's not taking a lot of time away. I mean, it's certainly increasing a certain burden on me, but a lot of it is, there's a lot of moving parts. And as long as I'm in touch with, you know, the other members of the board and other people in the organization, you know, and we use Slack. So there's always a conversation going on about something, you know, here's a proposal, here's something we need to work on. What do you think about this issue? Should we say something about it? So as long as I'm engaged in there, which I am now spending, you know, it's always, Slack is always open and I can see stuff that's going on. For example, there's a discussion going on right now or an answer to something that somebody said, you know, with talking about getting people whose memberships have lapsed. You know, I'm communicating with our vice president of membership, Mike McGonigal, who does a great job with that. And he has access to the database of our membership. And so I'm always talking to him. You know, we have somebody coming in new. Are people lapsing? What are they saying? That sort of thing. Also, we're planning this convention. So we're putting together a committee and we're talking to professionals in the towns that we're looking at doing this and planning ahead. And so it's phone calls, it's Zoom calls, it's email exchanges. But it's not that bad. You know, I'm sure as things really start to pick up, it will become a little bit more difficult, but you know, and the home studio stuff, I work strictly by referral, by people knowing who I am. I don't really do a lot of overt advertising except for Voice Over Body Shop, which gets 2,000 views a week. So I don't have to really work at that either. You know, people call me, they need help with their home studio. I'm available to do that. And here in Los Angeles, of course, I can still do house calls and have started doing that again since the pandemic seems to be waning a little bit. So it's not overburdening me at all. If I just felt I had something important to do and, you know, perhaps I was getting a little bored with certain things and it was my turn to become president and I graciously accepted that. And really when I became president last month, I decided, you know, before I get in here, we got to have a plan. Here's what I want to see happen. You know, remember, I was one of the four founding members and I had a vision for what the organization was supposed to be. And it drifts from here to there, depending on who's in charge and who's on the board and stuff. And I didn't want to see it drift too far one way or the other. I want to get back to the mission, which is one of the reasons they wanted me as president, because they knew that was something I was going to concentrate on. And that's, you know, what I'm doing right now.
Awesome. So is there anything even non-members can do to help WOVO, to help in participation?
Well, they could join.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's a prime thing is, you know, the more members we have, the more power and resources we have to do all these things that we've been talking about, being able to expand the programs that we have and expand our influence. Yeah. And it's really easy to join. It's $99 a year. You go to our website, world-voices.org, and there's a tab on our website that says, join today. And you click on that questionnaire, you know, it shows you the qualifications to become a professional member. You know, if you can join as a professional member, you get to go on voiceover.biz and stuff like that. So that's, you know, where we want people to start. But if you join as an associate, we do have those resources to help you achieve that pro status, or at least give you a really good idea of what it takes to be a professional. So that's an important piece of it as well. So there's a lot of different things that we do. And I think it's really important that people understand all of those different things and take advantage of them. And, you know, that's part of my job as, you know, the chief executive officer here is to get the word out that this is why we're here. This is what we're going to do. And as we move into the future, we're going to look for more things that we can do to help our members. and to help the people who hire us find it easier to hire us. That makes sense?
That makes perfect sense. So do you feel like there's anything we missed? Is there anything else that you wanted to say about the World Voice Organization? I think it's absolutely phenomenal.
Not a whole lot. I mean, I've covered the gamut of what we do, and my plans for the future. And, I will say that what people are going to see who aren't members, or if they are members, is they're going to see a lot more content from us and a lot more, you know, opinions coming from our board and an open discussion about stuff. That's one of the things that I always wanted to see, was community discussion about things. We have a couple of projects that, you know, one is one called VoiceOver Forum, which, you know, it's our, you know, our website, and it's going to be for open discussion for people inside WoWo and outside WoWo. And we're in the process of getting that together. Another thing that we're doing is we're in the process of redoing our main website to make it a little bit more user-friendly. It's been around for, you know, 6 or 7 years. We're freshening it up. We're changing it to, you know, to fit the parameters that we want, and really updating the technology on it to make sure that it's really user-friendly. And, you know, so as you can see, again, there's a lot of moving parts to this.
Yeah.
It, you know, sometimes it just takes a shepherd to keep everybody in line, or at least remind people what it is they're supposed to do as sheep, which is go and graze, or, you know, in the case of voice actors, go off and be voice actors best they can.
Well, thank you for coming back on, man. I really appreciate it. It's always great to see you.
Andrew, always a pleasure. And we look forward to seeing you at our next conference. And
I will be there. I really hope you enjoyed listening to Dan discuss how he is taking the reins in this presidential role. In my opinion, he is meant for, and how he plans to make it easier for clients to understand our value and to hire us. If you would like to learn more about World Voices, its amazing upcoming projects, and become a member, you can visit world-voices.org. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop. For more information on guests, new episodes, and more, be sure to visit www.vocoffeeshop.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.